Hello, everyone. Hope you are doing well.
Pause recording.
29:50. I am actually just relaxing, ready to head out the door in a moment. As soon as the bus pulls up, I'm heading over to my school to meet my counselor. And today we are going to discuss plans for my next semester. And But I want to put this out here. This is kind of more of an update. Updating my social networks. Updating Audioboo. Because you know me. I love to ramble. Ramble, ramble, ramble. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. If there are any special ed teachers that listen to Audioboo. Right now, we're trying to... And I've already talked to a few people. But I wanted to kind of get more of a generalized census on, or consensus, or however you pronounce it, or whatever. My brain is not coordinated this morning. I want to get a generalized idea of how, what degree path you took. I'm leaning more towards getting an AA degree, majoring in liberal arts. But that's, you know, because I've talked to a few people, they said that I could also be a psych major, but I guess all the exams at the end that you take before you get your degree, they're more geared towards liberal studies. And so they said it might be better in the long run if I do liberal arts degree, which I'm actually leaning towards. I really am. But for those who are special ed teachers, I want to be a special ed teacher. The reason I say special ed is because I myself have been wanting to be a teacher for blind children for many, many, many years. I've tutored with children since I was 12 years old. And my thing is that I would like to increase Braille literacy. That's one thing. Because I noticed that Braille literacy is falling by the wayside. Although technology brings us some wonderful great things. I love technology. It seems that a lot of teachers are not taking Braille into perspective for their children. And this is our future generation, folks. Although blind people make up a very small percentage of the population, we want people to still read Braille. It's still very important. Now, how in the world I did that? I don't know.
27, 2.
Just one moment, please. Let me pause. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. It appears that one of my audio DMs I was listening to started playing during the midst of the recording, and I thought that might have stopped the audio from recording. Anyway, so I'm back. But yeah, I mentioned about the Braille literacy. That's one thing. For two, I just, want to help. I do like the technology, and I do try to train people with the technology. As people know, I train people, not as a job. Right now, it's volunteer work. I would get a job, but I don't have the degrees or qualifications to do that. I know that there are some where you don't need a degree, you just need, you know, some experience. But unfortunately, there is nothing like that in this area. I have tried looking for jobs, even in, I tried getting a job with a place in Northern California. They said that they needed a representative in the Southern California area. And, I was more than willing to do that, and it didn't seem to pan out. So, but the reason I say special ed teacher is because there are a lot of blind children with many underlying disabilities. And the people I'm training right now, for example, they have, some developmental delays. It doesn't necessarily make them a bad person, not at all, but they have just as much potential as everyone else. And when you help them, you are basically working with someone who has a multiple,
array of disabilities. You have somebody who could have some physical or cognitive impairments, as well as visual impairments or even hearing impairments. And in order to help make this person successful, you need to address all of those disabilities. And you need to find a way to work with them and help them live a more productive life as far as their educational side of it is concerned. You want to teach someone Braille, but for those that have cognitive impairments, they're going to have a hard time retaining that information. So you need to come up with ways to teach them and to help them retain that information so that they don't fall by the wayside. Because you could teach, you know, you could teach it to them, but they probably won't remember. So I would be a special needs teacher. I'd be gearing more towards teaching the visually impaired. But I'm the kind of person that if I am able and qualified to help someone, no matter what their disability, race, gender, nationality, if I'm able to help them, then my doors are always open. And that's just the person I am. So if I get someone in my class who isn't blind but does have other disabilities, I will help them to the best of my ability. I can't teach them print. I'd have to probably get a teacher's aid to do that. But I could probably, you know, I would do that. I would totally do that because that's my life's mission, is to help people. But that was my question as far as my college education is concerned. I wanted to hear from other special ed teachers around the world and basically say, well, what did you guys do? Probably those in the States will understand as far as, I don't know what your degree paths are if you're in another country. I don't know if they're the same or how that educational system works there, but it's still, I still consider that very valuable information. So for those who are special needs teachers or special ed teachers, give me your input as far as what degree path did you take? I want to hear from more people, not just the people in this area. So interesting stuff. So if anyone could respond to that, now you'll have to pardon me because I'm going to be walking around the house. I need to go and see where my bus, I think I hear something pulling up, but I'm not sure if that's my bus. We get UPS trucks and stuff like that coming in this area, so I want to make sure I'm not being left behind. So, nope, no bus. So anyway, I probably will run out of time before my bus gets here, because knowing them, they're not always very punctual. So, I usually get a half hour worth of recording, and, I'm tripping over cords. This is hazardous. Eek. So that's basically what's going on as far as my college education is concerned. We started focusing on it for this semester, but because I was just taking an English prerequisite class, my priority was getting ready for class, and we didn't much focus on it, but we need to start picking up on it because in the fall, I want to take some classes that are going to be catered to the degree that I'm going to get, which is, I really am thinking of liberal studies, because that's the advice that a lot of teachers and a counselor at Cal State actually gave me. So that's something I'm thinking of doing. Now, as far as that, that's pretty much what's going on in my college life. My husband went back to his program yesterday. He is in LA, so keep him in your prayers. I think I had know, Bess. They're supposed to call us when they get here, but sometimes they don't always do that. Ah! Oh, dear. Hello?
Hello, is that my old gate?
Okay, well, they're here. So, I think that'll about do it. I was going to tell another story, but the bus actually showed up. So, I'm going to go now. So, take care, everyone, and I will be back later. I have to go. Hasta la vista. Bye.